It is 8:35 on the Mike Calda Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Breaking news, Jimmy Buffett's coming.
If you're just waking up,
Jimmy Buffett's coming. If you're just getting out of bed, that is.
Yeah. Mike and Mike Olivero, we're sitting here going, you didn't send us a press release about Jimmy Buffett. We didn't know.
Right.
And the lovely girl who is in charge of sending out press releases overslept today. Dave said he's going to fire as soon as he gets back to his office.
Mary is awesome. She does a fantastic job.
By the way, that's a great, you know you've got job security when I go to Dave off the air. I go, you should fire her today. That's unacceptable. He goes, nah, she does everything else really good.
She does. She's
at least, yeah, that's how you know that you do a good job.
At least, like, cut her hair or something.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
Take a fork, put it in until it's red hot, and then press it against her cheek.
Now that I'll do.
So she knows she's shame every time.
I'll brand her with DH.
She has beautiful hair.
She's a great person. And Spanish, you work well with her.
I do. I have had a crush on her for quite some time.
That's not what he said.
It's not professional.
He said work well with her, and you got to make it weird.
Yeah, well, there it is. So I don't know what to
completely
what
unapologetic.
What do we do now?
Nothing.
Cut you Kelly. Off.
Anyway, Jimmy Buffett is coming. When is the date?
Since
I don't have a press release in front of me?
Yeah, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. June 3rd, Saturday, June 3rd, it goes on sale. Show goes on sale Friday, February 24th.
All right, and because of our constant amount of peer pressure, we do have a pair of tickets to give away right now.
Yes.
In a little game. We're going to do it a little hard way. We'll sing along with Galvin.
And now it's time for Sing Along with Galvin.
One guitar just blew him away. Tried to run, tried to hide. Break on through to the other side. Whoa, heaven let your light shine down. Down the hill came Jack and Jill, and you came tumbling after.
And now it's time for Sing Along with Galvin.
All right, Galvin, please take the stage.
Check, check, check. 1, 2, on stage.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
Sounds good.
I've adjusted your reverb and your echo for Buffett style music.
Right. Now, normally I'm impeccable with my singing. This is going to be a little rough because
I actually think you know this. You just don't want everybody to know that you know it.
I'm at home in my Hawaiian shirt and got a parrot hat on.
He's eating cheeseburgers. Yep.
Let's start with a guy who I'm going to say Robert sounds like somebody who's a Buffett fan. Robert, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. You ready to play Sing Along with Galvin?
I am.
Galvin's going to sing this Buffett classic. When he stops, you must immediately take over and sing the lyrics correctly in order to win. If you win, you're going to see Buffett in a Win 'Em Before They've Even Announced It concert contest. Robert, you ready? Galvin, you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go.
I am ready.
Let's go to paradise.
Tried to amend my conservative habits. Yeah, that word.
And made it nearly 70 days. Losing weight without speed, eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up rays.
Cheeseburger.
No. Bring it right to the chorus. Get out of here.
Calvin trying to sing these lyrics. Drinking up lemonade and sucking down coconut juice.
I probably should have read the words, too, before I tried to sing them.
What are the words?
The beginning part, I messed up carnivorous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get another contestant. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right, Chris. You're second one up for Sing Along with Galvin for Jimmy Buffett, Win 'Em Before They Announce It concert. Here we go. Galvin, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, carnivorously. Here we go.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 70 days. Losing weight without speed, eating sunflower seed. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up rays. But at night, I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat.
Not zucchini fettuccine or bulgur wheat, but a big warm bun and a huge chunk of meat.
Oh, yeah! Oh my God!
Nice.
Man. Who knows those words?
Can we revisit that in a second? You're a winner, sir, but what is the line?
It is some kind of blah, blah, blah. It says not zucchini fettuccine or bulgur wheat. But a warm, big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Or chunk of meat.
Chunk of meat, hunk of meat. Good job, sir. You're a big Buffett fan?
Thank you, thank you.
Are you a big fan of the...
Yes, sir.
Thinking about busting out the coconut bra for this one?
Of course, you know it.
Grass skirt.
Brother.
Parrot hat.
Listen, tell all your friends, Dave, like, guys, pools. Line up on Friday morning, even though the concert's on Saturday. Ticket or not, everybody get out there. Bring your friends. Bring a couple of homeless people.
There we go.
And let's fill that place up, okay? All right, hold on, sir. So you realize you have the first tickets to this show. They haven't even officially announced the show. And you have the first pair of tickets in the entire area.
That's right.
I feel great. That's awesome.
All right, good. I can almost feel your excitement. Please, hold on. Good job singing, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
I feel great that I only had to sing that twice.
Oh, dude. Read the words again to me. Let's examine this
hold
song.
Hold on. I got to get them back up.
I tried to amend my carnivorous habits. I think that's what I got out of the beginning of that song.
Yeah.
And then you lost me with zucchini and a weenie and whatever they were.
Zucchini fettuccine.
Let's see here.
Okay, so it says, tried to amend my carnivorous habits.
Okay.
Made it nearly 70 days.
So he's trying to cut back on the meat.
Right.
Okay.
Losing weight without speed, eating sunflower seeds, drinking lots of carrot juice, and soaking up Raid.
Does he mean he's slowly losing weight or he's not using cocaine?
No, he's not doing speed because that's what a lot of the diet pills are, just speed, basically.
All right.
But at night, I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, or bulgur wheat.
What is bulgur wheat?
Probably what they use in a bun.
I don't know. Bulgur wheat?
I don't know.
It's hard to work as a lyric, I would think.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Thought of it?
But a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Then he goes on to cheeseburger in paradise. Heaven on earth. With an onion slice.
Oh, yeah.
Not too particular, not too precise. It's just a cheeseburger in paradise.
Yep.
It's a willy-nilly burger.
Any more simple than that.
Heard about an old-time sailor man. They eat the same thing again and again. Warm beer and bread.
What was that? Warm beer and bread what?
Warm beer and bread, they say, could raise the dead. Well, it reminds me of the menu at a Holiday Inn.
Oh.
But times have changed for the sailors these days. But when I'm in port, I get what I need. Not just Havanas or bananas or daiquiris.
Jesus Christ.
But that American creation on which I feed.
Yeah.
I'd go see Daughtry before I go see this.
I like mine with lettuce and tomato. Heinz 57 and French fried potatoes. Big kosher pickle and a cold draft beer. Well, good God almighty, which way do I steer?
Listen, I understand that there's a large portion of our audience who love fanatical. This. This is Florida.
Uh-huh.
This is certainly something the 40-year-olds love.
Uh-huh.
God bless you.
Yeah.
This is not my thing.
These are the same people that dress up as pirates.
Yep.
I'll tell you that when he performs that song and others that these folks know all the lyrics to, that's who you hear singing it. The crowd, they're all...
I mean, Bob Murray's out there singing.
He's singing too, but just everybody is just... It really is a party, man. Right. I mean...
It's the whitest man party you'll ever go to.
It is a big, big party.
It is the... I bet Trump is a huge Jimmy Buffett fan. He's showing out in Mar-a-Lago. Sitting by the pool.
I don't know. I mean, I met him. I don't know if he's a Buffett fan.
I don't know. He's a fan of being tan.
That he is a fan of.
Was he nice to you when you met him?
Yeah, he's very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Wait, did you think about it when you met him? You're like, this could be the president?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I will tell you that you can feel it when you walk in the room to talk to him.
He definitely commands attention.
Yes, and I use this phrase loosely, and don't take this out of context, but there's this somewhat of majestic feeling when you walk in there. There's this feeling that of someone who has a lot of power to themselves.
Right.
That makes sense.
It does. There are certain people that walk into a room and everybody's attention goes to that person.
Commands a room.
Right. That's it. And when you walk in there, certainly in that environment, when knowing what you know, when you see him, you get that kind of feeling, whether you like him or not. I mean, it would be the same... I would imagine with Bill Clinton if I were to see him or any of those guys. So.
Agreed. I mean, you were there at the rally. I mean, the electricity.
I can't tell you that rally really made me nervous. That rally was the first time I thought maybe I can't vote for him. It just seemed very much like a Hitler
white power.
Youth, white power rally.
It was a bit crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the people. It wasn't him. It was the people that were there.
The energy in the air, the electricity, the people, the way they were, it was very different than anything I've
seen. I guarantee you, if he would have brought out a Muslim guy in handcuffs and said, see this guy? He's illegal. And I bet you we caught him we caught him sniffing around a high school today, the crowd would have been like, kill him! Oh, dear kill God. Him now, it would have been like guarantee you.
It would have been like a poodle at an Aussie show.
Yep.
Oh, I'm not playing until you kill the poodle.
Yep. That's exactly, and the crowd would have been like, kill him. Yeah. And for no reason. Didn't you get that feeling?
I wouldn't go that far, but it was, the crowd was intense.
I bet you it wouldn't even have to be Muslim. Could have been a Puerto Rican. Oh my God. Just kill him.
Not my people.
As long as he was a couple of shades darker
He's
than everybody else.
He's different than us.
Yeah. It was a weird, it was a weird feeling.
This is my producer Spanish.
Please.
Don't all get mad at me. I voted for the guy. So I'm just saying. It was an odd feeling, and it was more from the people.
That's the reason you don't want him to get mad at you. I think that's more polarizing than anything else. Hey, I voted for him. Oh.
And I hate Jimmy Buffett. Don't get mad at me. Yeah. There's a lot of reasons to hate me today.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people love Buffett, and we're going to have a great show. So
Yeah, whether I like him or not, it's still going to be a packed show.
He's got a huge fan base. The fans are passionate.
Do you sell a ridiculous amount of cheeseburgers that day?
Yeah.
Do you guys do any kind of drink specials when he's there?
Yes.
Do you do, like, his tequila? Doesn't he have a tequila or whatever?
Margaritaville.
Yeah, and then some sort of Lager. But do you do some sort of
we'll do tropical drinks with stuff like
there you
that.
Go.
Hell
absolutely.
Yeah. Little umbrellas in every drink.
Sure, boat drinks.
The only like I said, the fans are great. Just don't set up on the side of the highway. That's really all I got to say.
Yes.
That's what we don't want you come. You know,
and have a ticket.
Wait for the gates to open. Come in, set up.
Right,
that's fine.
Yeah,
but it's a highway.
Sure,
you can't barbecue on the side of the highway.
If the hotels across the street were smart, they would open up their parking lots there to the tailgating the night before. The pre-Buffett party is from Wing House all the way down to those hotels over there.
Yeah, except for the family that came down to visit, and they don't know that a Jimmy Buffett concert's going on, and all of a sudden it's in their parking lot.
Yelp it.
Turn it on! I can't hear it again!
You should have yelped before you picked the hotel.
Those guys sell out, though. That's the thing. A lot of our folks stay at the hotels there,
so
they don't have to drive.
That's the thing.
Yeah, it's a party. It is a party.
There are so many visors with the hair attached.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So many of those.
Yeah.
What's the most offensive thing that we'll see?
That's pretty rough. That's
pretty
rough.
Visor with the hair, or
look at this old dude. He's got a fake mohawk.
Oh, red, white, and blue.
Oh.
Okay. I won't like the adult male.
Yes.
With body paint.
Adult male with that, with the T-shirt, with the bikini on it.
Oh, that's, yeah. Female body inspector. Yeah. Female body inspector.
What's
FBI.
Crazy is kids my age are wearing these same things to music festivals that I go to.
Yeah, but it's ironic when they do it. They're doing it to mock the
I hate those
kids. Oh, look at me here. I got a squirt gun, and inside we got kamikaze shots. Open your mouth. Oh, man.
I have a fake parrot on my shoulder, and when you walk by, it's motion detector, and it goes, Tree Burn Paradise.
Look at this. I hope he shoots her throat, and she can't talk anymore. She gets sued. I'm watching the guy shoot a guy with a Fear Factor hat shooting a fake gun worth of shots into a lady's mouth.
That'd be great to walk around with that face. And just have, like, Dave's Insanity sauce in there.
Is that lady in the back pregnant?
Nope.
Oh, man. There you go, Marcia. Take a shot from the guy. It's not even a real breast. It's got alcohol in it. Suck it right from the nipple.
Oh, dear God. Well, anyway.
Hey, they'll be lining up for you.
It's coming. It's going to be a great show.
All right.
Heather, you're a 30-year-old female, and you love Jimmy Buffett?
I absolutely love Jimmy Buffett. The very first concert I ever went to was in sixth grade to a Buffett show.
Can I tell you how typical the Buffett people are without you getting mad?
Yes, please do. I lived in Key West. I know how typical we are.
Heather is very overweight. All right?
Yeah.
See? Yes. No offense. Listen to me. You could be the most beautiful girl in the world. I could just tell you
she's
about
white.
Buffett fans.
She's white. She has shoulder-length hair.
Yep. She's got a very pretty face and wears sunglasses.
We're nailing it so far.
I know. Yeah. It's not you, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just telling you, we know who the Buffett listeners are.
Thank I got you, but do you know how much crap I got living in Key West, being my age, when I would tell people, you know, oh, why are you in Key West? Well, you know, changes in latitude, changes in
altitude. Oh, my God. And now we are friends.
Heather, how many bumper stickers do you have on your car?
None, but I had to switch vehicles. I'm a mom now, so I'm rocking a soccer mom van. But my old hoopty that I had had, like, four... I had the coexist sticker.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Oh, my God. Hey, we still love you.
Love you, Heather.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
we love you.
She had Salt Life. She had the pair of beach sandals on there.
I'd rather be swimming or one of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, and Heather, I wasn't trying to call you fat. I'm just saying I can tell by the voice and the things you're saying. Mm. And I was dead on.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah. That's how it goes. Andrew, your dad loves Jimmy Buffett, so you boycotted it? Andrew?
Yes, hello?
Yes, tell us about your father and your rough relationship.
Okay, so before you judge him, he would actually go and camp out at Ticketmaster in Nashville, Tennessee for 2 days.
2 days? Who has 2 days to waste in their life for tickets?
Now, check this out. He was an advanced English teacher.
Oh, man. That was his one thing. That was his one getaway. It was Buffett.
And then he boycotted him because they started the Ticketmaster raffle. So it wasn't first come, first serve tickets.
Oh, he didn't have the 2 days away from you and your mom.
Hey, my mom went.
Oh.
Oh, it was a family outing.
Yeah, but I got to stay with my grandma, and I never got to go to a Buffett concert.
Good for you. Stay away.
Anybody in this room besides David Hart been to a Buffett concert?
Nope. You have?
I have, yeah.
On purpose?
I went in Tallahassee, yeah.
On purpose.
And it was a big tailgate out there and stuff, but it was a bunch of college girls.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
But I stayed for like a few songs, went, okay, got it.
David Harb, during the Obama administration, during the first run, it was when the administration was the first run, they had a Jimmy Buffett rally at the amphitheater, and I was a big Obama supporter. And I wanted to go, and I did not want to sit through Jimmy Buffett, but I wanted to go see Obama, and David Harb called me, and he said, hey, keep this between me and you, but it doesn't look like he's going to be there, and I skipped it altogether. Thank you. If I would have sat through that goddamn Jimmy Buffett concert, and he didn't show up, I wouldn't have voted for him.
Basically saved your life.
Yeah. Damon, you're 23, and you love Buffett.
Absolutely love Jimmy Buffett. Grew
Why?
Up on a lake in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. You're a big old thick neck.
I grew up with it. All of them. Cheeseburger in Paradise, whole Margaritaville album. I'd kill to see him.
Yeah. Well, okay, just buy tickets. You don't have to kill anybody. Yeah. You don't have to commit a felony. I'm not giving away tickets now if that's why you people are calling.
By the way, huge fan. Name the two most popular songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you, it is neat to see the crowd coming out because you do have that original Buffett following, you know, clan, if you will.
Right.
The original parrot heads. But then you see that second generation, like this guy, the 23-year-old and the young 30-somethings and even younger. You see that second generation that have been listening to Buffett through their parents and folks like that.
These are your Toby Keith guys and to enjoy They're, that sort of stuff.
And they love him. They All love right. him. And I'll tell you, he puts on a great show. And what Buffett does is he gives you, like you were saying earlier, kind of a little escape. You kind of check out for you take
like
a,
that guy's
you take
father.
A 6-hour vacation.
Right. He goes, I'm going to go wait, and this will be the one fun thing I do a year. Yep. I might even have me a couple of Budweisers, and I'm going to go out
and
there
have
and,
fun.
And have fun.
And that's what
do a little
Finn's
dance, and then back to work.
Yeah. It's let loose for a day, have fun, forget about your problems, enjoy life, and then you know what? You can deal with your problems the next day.
Good. Enjoy that. All right. Listen to me. While you guys are at Jimmy Buffett, know that I'm being forced to go see New Kids on the Block so that my wife can have sexual fantasies about one of the new kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on right there. Enjoy that.
Have fun.
David Harb, thank you. Good to rekindle our relationship with you. Nice to see you. I'll be expecting you back sometime soon with more tickets. And
I believe so.
Quite possibly our passes. I'm just saying. I might decide to go to Buffett this year. I mean, this might be the year.
You should You should go. Everybody should go to Buffett once.
I firmly believe that.
If anything, just for the party.
I'd rather go to Iron Maiden once just to say to go. Like, I will never go see Roger Waters again, but at your suggestion, I went to go see him once, and I enjoyed it, but I'm done now. Yeah. I don't need to go back.
You should go see both of them.
What?
I'll go to Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude, I
might go with you.
I'm telling you what, I can make Jimmy Buffett fun.
Yeah, but you could all... No, yeah. She makes it terrible.
Well...
So they just showed a lady who I more want to punch the ladies than I do the guys at Jimmy Buffett. Her, yeah, Joe, her. Oh, I hate her.
She got a crab hat.
Listen, with you and your connections and me and my party skills, we can have our own little VIP party
I'll
area.
Connect my connection to your party skill. All right, maybe. We'll see.
Oh, the Sprinter would fit right in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would. Rich rednecks. Yeah. That's what it is. I'm not going.
A lot of rich ones.
Yeah. All right, listen, thank you for coming in. Thank you for the tickets. I still weaseled a pair of Metallica tickets out of them. We'll try and give those away before 10 o'clock today. They are on sale. That show happening at Camping World Stadium in Orlando.